Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to SBPRA Radio. I'm your host, Charles Green. Today we'll be hearing from author Dr. Ruby Fung about her book, Samuel and the Five Angels. This is a pre-recorded interview as Dr. Fung is in Malaysia. She was kind enough to answer a series of questions that we sent her beforehand about her book, Samuel and the Five Angels. Here is Dr. Fung now.
Question 1. Please tell us a little about Samuel and the Five Angels. Well, Samuel and the Five Angels is about a real-life visitation of five heavenly angels to Samuel Dottorian, an Armenian man of God. Five very beautiful angels visited him in person at Patmos Island and told him about the many things that are to happen to America, Asia, Australia, Africa, Europe, and other parts of the world. Details of happenings and places were told to him, and he is to warn the people of the war about it. Now, this book was done with colorful graphics to enhance imaginations and grasping of the entire messages as given by the angel. It is meant for all ages and especially the children. In fact, both Samuel and myself are Christians who have had several encounters with angels before in our lives. As such, believability in our hearts allows to know the reality of their existence. And I was burdened to write it with graphics for easy comprehension for all ages. And so that's how the book came about. Question 2. What inspired you to write this book? A strange happening came upon me as soon as I heard the testimony of Samuel over the recorded tape of his awesome experience with the angels. I was filled with heavy burden in my spirit for the children of the world. I felt the great need for the children to be safe and the urge to relate this information to them in the easiest terminology of language possible for them to grasp the full understanding of these prophetic warnings by the angels. I could not imagine children of all ages living this earth without knowing the truth and realities of life, and most of all, losing the chance of going to heaven to live on forever. It's just that nobody deserves hell. It is a terrible place, and it is forever. Hell is real, and so heaven must be real for both the children and adults. Children are precious in God's sight. They deserve to know and to understand his warning as well, not just the adults alone, as both adults and children have to face the final judgment by God to be either to be sent to heaven or to hell forever. But Jesus had said in Luke 18:16, to let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Also, in Matthew 18:6, it says that whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me, Jesus, to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea. So you see how precious these young little ones are to God, and how much they mean to him. Therefore, someone must do the job of relating important messages to them as well, so that they can be saved from disaster and, most of all, hell. Question 3. What would you like readers to get from the book? Well, I would like readers to receive these warning messages from the five angels and to do the necessary, as mentioned in the book, for them to be safe. It is made easy for all ages to understand the prophecies of God to the world at large, with good self-explanatory illustrations and simple, straightforward prophetic language for good comprehension. This book was specially inspired both in writing and graphics to serve the purpose of full perception of the actual and urgent warning messages for various parts of the world, so that the people of the world can prepare themselves as in Noah's days and Sodom and Gomorrah's days, where lives were tragically washed away or burnt to death. This Samuel and the Five Angels book is a perfect gift for this season to impart knowledge and alerting to precious lives. For we must not take lives for granted. This is not just a storybook that is exciting and interesting alone. It is, in fact, a book of reality and truth. It can save lives. It's a very practical gift indeed. Next question. How did you become a writer? Why do you write? Well, I became a writer by God's will. In fact, I was afraid to get a book published initially, especially coming from an Islamic country. It all started out, as I have mentioned just now, that a strange thing happened to me after hearing the message on the tape. Yeah, I was stirred spiritually so strongly that every night I would get up from my sleep to pour out the heaviness of burden in my heart and spirit into words on the computer. Words would just flow out automatically, and I would just allow Holy Spirit to do the job till it was done, or each night till all was done. I wrote and did the graphics solidly for 3 full months with only 1 to 2 hours of sleep for each day, and had never felt ill or tired. I was no graphic or computer expert then, but it all just came through with God's help. A lot of miracles happened along the way. Yeah, a lot of miracles. And finally, I believe that God works in mysterious ways. You know, years back, when I was being prophesied on by a few prophets that God would use me to write for the world, and especially for the children, then as for this book, I had never known or met Samuel Dottori in my life before, and yes, how Holy Spirit bridged people of his from all over the world to come together to work for his purpose is amazing. Next question, what advice would you give to other writers? Well, get in tune with God. Then, as the Holy Spirit moves you to write, or as he lays a burden in your whole being towards a certain direction or issue that needs to be addressed, move forth with faith and boldness. Just trust him. Work at it heartily and be faithful in your due diligence. Keep draw the breath as you write so that you won't get out of alignment. Yeah, that's very important. And finally, give him all due glory and praise. Why? Because in Isaiah 42, verse 8, it says that God says, I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved images, to carved idols. Thank you for having me on this radio interview. May God bless the listeners here. With Jesus in their heart, Jesus loves you.
That was author Dr. Ruby Fung discussing her book, Samuel and the Five Angels. This has been SBPRA Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to read on.